This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and we're honored to welcome back Reverend John Armstrong of the Owyhee Presbyterian Church here in the Pier, Fourth Pier Ministerium to lead us in prayer. And today's page of the day leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance is Sydney Nordsee from Brookings.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for this, another glorious day, for its joys and for its challenges. As a mentor calls forth the hidden potential of an intern, Lord, we ask that you bless all who work as part of this community that we call our Senate. Remove fear and confusion, wipe away distrust, strengthen the resolve and compassion of all members, so that they may serve with clarity of vision and purpose. Bless these men and women and be with them every day. May all that is done be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Haverly, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Kolbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebar, Netherton, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Rush, Russell, Sohol, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wick, and Youngberg. Mr. President, you have a quorum.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
I have four letters today that I'm going to shorten for you. The first two are two appointments by Attorney General Marty Jackley. Brian Zeeb to the South Dakota Interstate Commission for Adult Offender Supervision, and his appointment is effective immediately and will expire in August of 2019. And he is also appointing Paige W. Bach to the South Dakota Board of Pardons and Paroles, and her appointment is effective immediately and will expire January 2018. Then I have two more appointments from Governor Dennis Dugard. The first one is Scott Stern to the position of Commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. His appointment was effective August 29, 2016. And the second one is Mike Jaspers of Sioux Falls to the position of Secretary of Agriculture, and his appointment was effective July 5, 2016. And these letters will be printed in their entirety in the journal.
Thank you. They'll be submitted in the journal for your consideration and for advice and consent. President Pro Tem Greenfield is assigned the Jaspers advice and consent hearing to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Stern to State Affairs, Zeeb to Judiciary, and Paige Bach to Judiciary. Thank you. Reports to standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration the following bills and recommends Senate Bill 25 do pass and Senate Bills 8 and 16 do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Russell, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 52 and recommends do pass, and Senate Bills 47 and 51 and recommends do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Jensen, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed on joint rules, respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the temporary joint rules adopted by the 92nd Legislative Session be adopted as the permanent joint rules of the 92nd Legislative Session with changes. And I have placed a copy of these rules on your desk so you can read them yourself. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton, and Representatives Mickelson, Qualm, and Hawley.
A joint select committee is for this purpose is similar to a committee that is reporting out right now. Consideration of that, I was asked a couple of questions right before we started how this works. Consideration of that will be under motions and resolutions tomorrow when we go in as it relates to the issues of the adoption of those rules. So this is like any other committee report. That will be before all of you tomorrow. Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Tribes message from a tribal chairman. And also, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1001, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Before we move on, I'd like to introduce Dr. Bob Holm, who is serving as our doctor of the day. Doctor, if you please stand. Thank you for not only being here taking care of us, you're always so generous with your time. For those who don't know, physicians like Dr. Holm from Huron and other places around our state volunteer their day, and their partners back home take care of their patient load. And he and his whole family have been leaders in healthcare in the Huron region in the upper part of our state there. And he's been very active in medical associations, both locally and for the state. And he's an internal medicine physician in his specialty, but I know personally that you have broad impact on those communities, healthcare and community support. So, Doctor, thank you for being here and taking care of us. Thank you, and we'll move on to motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, a concurrent resolution reappointing Mr. Marty Ginden of Pierce, South Dakota, to the Office of Auditor General.
Referral to committee has been waived, and this will be placed on tomorrow's calendar. Thank you.
Senator Curd moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 noon on Friday, January 13th, the fourth legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of reports of joint selects.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and state offices be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Report is so adopted.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 92nd legislative session be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So adopted.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried is so adopted.
And Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation for the elective and appointive officers and employees for the 92nd legislative session as found on page 45 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
That requires roll call because it affects compensation as final action on the compensation. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin is excused. Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Netherton.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Peters is excused. Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tapio.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. Senator Kurd's motion to the report of Joint Select Committee relative to setting compensation for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the 92nd legislative session, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and so adopted. First reading of Senate bills. We need to read these in open session, and we have a couple of them. If you'd please proceed. Read the titles, I meant.
Senate Bill 56, an act to revise certain investment fee rates for employer contribution to the South Dakota Future Special Revenue Fund and certain procedures regarding employer contribution rates for the State Unemployment Compensation Fund. Senate Bill 57, an act to authorize the operation of a nursing home facility in Eagle Butte, South Dakota, and to declare an emergency. And Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the responsibility to remove snow from certain state highways.
Commerce has been assigned Senate Bill 56, Health and Human Services 57, and Local Government 58. Before we adjourn for reassembling for the joint session to hear Chairman Flying Hawk, are there any announcements? Senator Tiedemann, good day, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations meets tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we will have the following agencies or individuals coming before us. We have the Investment Council, the Retirement System, the Treasurer, and School and Public Lands. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Soholt, good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services has their inaugural meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll be hearing information from Department of Health and Department of Social Services.
Thank you. Senator Haberle.
Thank you, Mr. President. As a female veteran, I would like to be sure that you all remember the South Dakota National Guard Legislative Breakfast tomorrow morning. It's at the Ramcota, and the breakfast opens at 6:40. Very good to go to. Thank you.
Senator Otten.
Senate Transportation, 7:45.
Thank you, sir. Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government, Senate local government will meet in room 412 at 9 a.m. in the morning for an appointment.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. 10 o'clock tomorrow, Senate Taxation Committee in room 423. We have 6 bills, should be done by about 3.
3.
Just kidding, Mr.
3
President.
3 p.m.
No, we'll get done early.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Kurd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will gather at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Come when you can. We'll be there.
Nice. Any other announcements? Okay. Boots, you're up.
Senator Netherton moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.